Now, I've dealt with the religions. We can deal with all the things, whatever they are, and you'll find nearly all of them, they all start with one man, and you can take them down to their foundation, you find there's nothing there. There's nothing you can really put your hand on and say this truly is the Word of God. This truly is God's Word. But now let's have a look at another one. Any belief system, you can deal with this. Now I want to have a look now at the one that's been a lot in the news recently, and that's intelligent design. There's a particular reason I want to look at this in a minute, I'll tell you. Now, intelligent design is based on Darwin's theory of evolution. We call it Darwin's theory of evolution, but really, all Darwin did, he put it in a form, it goes way back to the Greeks, what it's, a lot of his he put out, and also his grandfather had more than what Darwin did, but he put it into a form that could easily sell to gullible people who would believe what he said. Now, I believe that Darwin's theory of evolution has caused more damage in this world, and particularly to Christians, than any other belief system. It's done enormous damage, which I will go through later in more detail. I believe Satan, down through the ages, has done his utmost to prevent the gospel being preached and to damage the... it's quite a story, how we've got the Bible in it. We haven't got time to deal with that now. Oh, by the way, I'm skimming through these rapidly, all these things I'm talking about, but we could spend a lot more time, but I really want to get on to the end. I want to get on to the point where I built up, you know, where my own. But I must make it absolutely clear what we're talking about. Right, now, intelligent design, Darwin's theory of evolution. Let's strip it down and see exactly what it means. Now, people don't do this. They get confused. It's very clever. It's done with all the mathematics, which they know nobody can understand, and all other arguments they have. But if you strip it right down to its basics, which nobody can argue with, this is what Darwin's theory of evolution is saying. He says, there is no intelligence in creation. In other words, the whole of creation came about by sheer chance. No mind or anything behind it there. Sheer random chance. Now, this is of particular interest to me because I am a professional engineer, a chartered engineer. In my early years, I used to design machines of all different types. But then, for more than a quarter of a century, I trained other engineers how to, and I was a senior lecturer at what is now Brighton University, training these. So I know what I'm talking about when I talk about design. Of all the designs I did, I think one of the most complex ones I ever did was a four-cylinder swashplate-type air compressor. Now, when you design, I don't think people realize how much work goes into a design. I spent hours and hours over weeks and over months designing this. I had other machines I could compare with. I had all my training I had. I had vast numbers of books and data and that I could work with. But it took me ages and ages to get it just right. And when you design something, you've not only got to design something that's going to work. And we had a specified period. I was told the air compressor, it must deliver 150 pounds a square inch at 4 cubic feet a minute, free air delivered, and it must last for at least 7 years. But it's got to be made. Now, it's no good designing a thing. It can never be made. You've got all the cast, made certain the castings could be cast, the machining could be machined. I always remember when they were making the prototype for my designs, the workshop were continually coming up to me and saying, Stan, how do we do this? How do we drill this hole? You designed it, show us how to do it. And then even when you've done that, when you've made the part, you've got to assemble it. Now, assembling machines, particularly complex ones, can be extremely difficult. It's not as easy as what it sounds. You can see, design work is extremely complex. And I had all this. Now then, the most complex design that man has ever designed, ever done, is extremely simple compared with a single cell. If some of you have seen that DVD we had on this, but even that doesn't go into the depth of it. A single living cell is infinitely more complex than anything we could ever design. So I would say from my own experience, anybody who says that these just happened is a straightforward a nutcase. They're mad. You cannot possibly imagine it. Now, there was a man named Fred Hoyle. He was a very famous astronomer, world famous. Now, he looked at this carefully. He was an atheist. He looked at it very carefully, and he came to the conclusion, he said, it's like this. If you have a junkyard with all broken down cars and everything else there, and a great whirlwind comes and gets them all together and spreads them up in the air and they land down again, he said, if at the end of that you end up with a jumbo jet already ready to take off with the petrol in it and everything like that, he said, that makes much sense as what Darwin's theory of evolution means. And that's what it all is. Get down to the fundamentals. Now, you might say, oh, well, that's all very interesting. Poor chaps, what a nutcases they are. But unfortunately, this has got much more serious tones in it. In education now, you probably read about this, Pate, in America, it's in Britain, and it's also coming over into Australia. The people who are controlling education, they say, we must make certain that we teach Darwin's theory of evolution in the schools. Well, nobody's arguing about that, but what we're saying is, with it, you must also teach intelligent design. Oh, no, they say, you can't do that. Why not? Surely education is opening the minds of people to everything. But they know full well that if you do that, Darwin's theory of evolution would just pass away. It doesn't stand earthly against it, because people will see it right from the beginning. But it goes further than that. They're now saying, and I think this is demonic, that you must get the children right at the very beginning to be taught Darwin's theory of evolution by itself, to get this into their brains right at the beginning. You know the old saying, give me a child till they're five, then anybody can have them, because then they're well and truly brainwashed. And this is in our education system today. Now, this is why it's so important here to understand what we're talking about and what all these arguments are. But I want to take it a bit further. Now, with the intelligent design, it is not a religion, because all you're saying is there must be some form of intelligence to start this off. It cannot start by pure chance. There must be an intelligence there. What it is, well, it can be anything. Whereas I would say that Darwin's theory of evolution is a religion, but still, we won't argue over that.